Something which is very important, I think, if you are studying law, English law, is to have a look at recent cases. Now, it's obviously important that you know what the law is as of today, and that you're not simply referring to a textbook from 25 years ago. But you can, obviously, do some research and find cases from the last couple of years or last couple of months or whatever. There's no problem there unless there's been a recent change in the law, and probably you will be aware of it through your teacher or your textbook or whatever. Now, this particular case we're going to look at here is from the 15th. It's from the press release of the CPS published on the 15th of November last year. It's important, I think, and quite interesting because there's reference to racism and the use of YouTube, and I think it's quite relevant because without the actual website, YouTube, there would have been no crime committed. The crime was a conviction for uploading racist videos to YouTube. And I think it's quite interesting from a legal and also a social point of view that there's a conviction here, which obviously that the basis of the conviction is the act of uploading videos to YouTube, and for that reason I think this is quite an interesting and important case. Well, the Crown Prosecution Service, the CPS, has successfully prosecuted a man, it says here, this again, as I say, it's the 15th of November, for distributing racially inflammatory recordings after he uploaded racist video clips to the video sharing website YouTube. The individual, whose name we shall not mention here, pleaded guilty at Leeds Crown Court to 5 offences. This is under the Public Order Act of 1986, sentenced to 15 months in prison. Following sentencing today at Leeds Crown Court, Stuart Laidlaw, reviewing lawyer for the CPS, said freedom of speech carries with it responsibilities. Publishing something that is abusive and insulting and that is likely to stir up racial hatred is against the law, and the CPS will work with the police to prosecute robustly anyone who does so. The individual, who I will not mention, decided to use the very public forum of YouTube to distribute videos of a racist and inflammatory nature, which he had edited and which were designed to provoke violence against ethnic minorities, particularly those living in Dewsbury. They called for a racial holy war, described acts of violence, and made supportive references to far-right groups such as Combat 18 and Power, patriots of white European resistance. Mr. Laidlaw said that using the internet as a forum for distributing this type of material does not guarantee anonymity. He said using the internet does not mean that people are immune from prosecution. They can be tracked down and prosecuted, as this case shows. The individual was prosecuted in relation to 5 videos that he uploaded to YouTube between January and June 2007. They included titles such as Red, White and Blue, Through and Through, and some other titles I will not make reference to on this program. You can read the full copy of this press release on the CPS website. The videos featured racist references and imagery. Offensive imagery. When police arrested the individual, they found a collection of Nazi and racist memorabilia at his home. Finally, the material came to the attention of the police when a local journalist was doing research in the area on the internet and came across the videos which had been posted and reported them. Following an appeal in the local newspaper, the individual was identified in an anonymous call to Crime Stoppers. So that's interesting on so many levels. You've got the references, the racist videos, the entire sort of commission of the crime. You've been using YouTube, which I think is very interesting, that YouTube was, without YouTube, there would have been no crime in this particular case. So very interesting. There are freedom of speech issues, of course, and the reference to the Public Order Act of 1986. Your comments, send them in. This is the English programme.